So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
In 2007, my foundation started the Clinton Global Initiative University Program, or CGIU, to bring college and university students together to create change in the U.S. and around the world. Our 2022 annual meeting was a special one. As we joined with our virtual host campus, the American Association of Community Colleges, to bring together more than 400 student leaders from around the world representing 70 countries and more than 200 schools. So why am I telling you this? Because graduation season is here, and soon a new generation of leaders will take their energy, their ideas, and their action out into the world to help solve the challenges we all face. And the more opportunities we provide for more people to pursue higher education, the better off we all are. On today's episode of Why Am I Telling You This, you will hear a conversation between Hillary and Dr. Jill Biden, who continues to teach at a community college as First Lady, about why community colleges are one of the great cornerstones of America's education system and the important role they play in shaping the leaders of tomorrow. I hope you'll come away from this episode like I always come away from CGIU and from every trip I take to a community college, feeling much more optimistic about our future. Hello, and thanks to all of you for joining us. I'd also like to thank each and every one of you from the CGIU class of 2022 for coming together to take action on some of today's most urgent challenges. I thank you for more than 300 commitments to action you've made, and I'm grateful that in addition to fulfilling these projects, you're still looking to do even more. We need your energy, your action, your creative cooperation. We need them urgently. While we've made significant progress in fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, deep inequities still exist around the world in access to vaccine and care. Here in the U.S., the pandemic also has ripped off the cover of longstanding disparities and injustices in virtually every aspect of American life. Meanwhile, the existential threat of climate change continues to grow, and democracy is under assault all around the world, of course, most painfully and glaringly in Ukraine. The number of displaced people and refugees worldwide is higher than it's ever been and rising. And it seems that all across the globe, people are pulling away from those who are different, putting our future at greater risk and making it harder and harder to solve the challenges and seize the opportunities right in front of us. In the face of this growing wave of divisive tribalism, you offer one of the best examples of how I think our world ought to work, rooted in what I would call inclusive tribalism. You come from all around the world. You represent different schools and just about every demographic distinction you can think of. You're proud of the specific schools you attend and the parts of your identity that make you the unique person you are. But the fact that we're proud of who we are doesn't mean we can't come together as a larger community focused on turning ideas into action for the greater good. That's inclusive tribalism. We all have unique perspectives. We all have something different we bring to the table. What we have in common is that each of us can make a difference in the lives of people in our community and around the world. And because of that ability to make a difference, we each have a responsibility to act, to make good things happen, and to do it together. While the challenges our world faces today are quite steep, CGIU has always been about what we can do, not what we can't do. By bringing diverse partners together to take action and achieve results, we can create a culture of possibility in a world hungry for hope. In this moment of both peril and promise, your generation can be the engine of profound transformation, but it will take hard work, determination, cooperation, and innovation. I believe you'll rise to the challenge, and I'm looking forward to an inspiring meeting.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in for this really important conversation. Community colleges are close to my heart, and at CGIU, we have seen their power in preparing the leaders of tomorrow to tackle our biggest challenges. And there is a leader who knows a lot about the importance of community colleges, and that is Dr. Jill Biden. Dr. Biden, or as her students like to call her, Dr. B, has spent her entire career in the classroom, teaching high school and then community college students. She continued teaching even as she became Second Lady and then First Lady of the United States. And today she teaches English at the Alexandria, Virginia campus of Northern Virginia Community College, just outside Washington, D.C. When we were thinking about who we would dream of having at this CGIU, we could think of no one better to talk about the role community colleges play in equipping students from all walks of life with the skills and opportunities they need. So I'm going to start by asking Dr. Biden, you've been a community college professor for almost 30 years now. Even more. And you said that when you moved from teaching at a high school to Dell Tech, something clicked for you. And you've continued teaching the whole time that your husband, President Biden, has been in public service. So what is it about this job, Dr. Biden, that is so special to you?
Well, first of all, you know, thank you so much for inviting me to join you today, Hillary. And you and Bill and Chelsea are doing such great work here at CGI. But I was especially excited to learn that this year you were partnering with an organization that I really worked with for so many years, the American Association of Community Colleges. And I used to call community colleges America's best kept secret, but with organizations like yours and AACU shining a light on all the incredible ways they serve students, the secret is now out. But to your question, you know, I had been teaching high school English, I guess, for, maybe 13 years. And one of my colleagues left to go teach at a community college and called me up and said, Jill, this is the best thing ever. You got to come teach at community college. So I waited until there was a job opening and then I applied and got the job. And then I have to tell you, Hillary, I mean, I went and Del Tech, where I started, was different than anything I had done before because it was the first time that I had taught adults. So many of my students, as you well know, were working. Some had children. Some were taking care of their parents. So when we talked about literature, they had, you know, so many life experiences. They talked about their travel, their jobs, their families. And, you know, my life was a little different than theirs, but I saw so much of myself in them, in that I really connected with my students because here I was teaching full time. I had three children and I was going to grad school. So I knew what some of these struggles were and how hard it was to try and sort of juggle it all. And I think that's what makes community colleges so unique. You know, they serve students from every walk of life and they meet students where they are. And I have students, and this is one of the really great things about teaching at the community college, especially here in Northern Virginia, is that the diversity, I mean, and the different cultures. I have students this semester from all over the globe, like Ukraine and Honduras and Ethiopia. And, you know, I think I learn more from them than they probably learn from me because they write about their lives and their stories and they just add so much more richness to the classroom. So, you know, but when I started teaching at the community college, I realized that a lot of my students, especially women who were returning back to school, didn't have a lot of the support I had. And so I thought, geez, we have to have a women's mentoring group on campus. And I found that many of the women who came back maybe didn't have some of the skills in technology. So many of them had math anxiety, and they were, you know, just trying to juggle it all. So when I mentored these students, I felt like I was really making a difference. And Hillary, I don't know whether you know this, but some of these, you know, I especially taught this one woman who left her husband. She was abused. She was living in her car with her children. She got into a shelter. They saw how smart she was. They got her into the community college and it changed her whole life. So I mentored her and I helped her write an essay. And then she got into a four-year college and now she's an accountant and she has this great life. And there's so many stories like that. I mean, there's just hundreds of them out there. They're just a place for people to get a second chance or to advance the skills that they already have or change careers. I mean, they really do so much. And I just can't say enough about them, as you probably can tell. So anyway, that's why I love teaching at community college.
And I love hearing you talk about it, Jill. It warms my heart so much because it just is conveyed so clearly. And at the end, when you said it's really a second chance for so many people and how they need a little bit of help and a little bit of support to be able to find themselves, I just love hearing you talk about it. And your experience, I think, goes right to the heart of why we are partnering with the community colleges in our country.
Well, you know, like you said, we all need a little help sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you've seen that for yourself. I mean, you put 18 million cracks in the ultimate glass ceiling, but that comes with a lot of uncertainty and questions. So, Hillary, did you have mentors? And, you know, what were some of the lessons that you learned from your mentors?
Oh, I did. And honestly, I don't know how anybody gets through life, let alone education, without having people that can guide them, offer constructive criticism. One of my great mentors was one of my first bosses when I went to work for Marion Wright Edelman at the Children's Defense Fund. And, you know, she she really not only showed me the good that lawyers can do in trying to defend people, particularly children who often need some extra help to protect them against all kinds of challenges, but also how to do it as a wife and mother, you know, someone who was, as you said, raising children while working, while trying to make a difference. And I can go all the way back to my sixth grade teacher, someone, Mrs. King, who was so encouraging to me. And it's those memories of people who, yeah, they did their job. I mean, obviously, that's part of it. But more than that, they took an interest in the people they taught or that they worked with. And they went the extra bit to try to find out what could help that individual. And I think that kind of mentoring is so important. And it's important at all stages of our life. But, you know, for me, obviously, I know that your education is never finished. I'm always learning new things. And in the world today, we have to keep learning or we'll fall behind. And as you rightly pointed out, some of the people that you were teaching needed some additional help with technology. A lot of the jobs our economy needs most, and I'm going to put in a shameless plug and say what a great job your husband's administration is doing on employment. And I'm so, so proud of that. But some of the jobs that we're going to need haven't even been invented. And some of the jobs people are doing now weren't around 15 or 20 years ago. So as someone who's been involved with community colleges, how do we keep giving students the education so that they can get the skills they need as the workforce changes? And really, there's no better institution in our economy to do that than community colleges.
No, I agree with you. And I think one of the things, you know, community colleges really have a major role to play in that. And I've traveled to so many community colleges and seen so many different programs, whether they're in clean energy or technology. And I was just at Intel, and actually the president of Intel went to a community college and we connected right away. And here's his company. They're making computer chips and he's hiring community college students. And, you know, really, it's all about jobs. And so most of my students know that they will have jobs when they get out because there's all these partnerships. And especially in the healthcare field, I mean, communities desperately need nurses and EMTs, especially during this pandemic, radiologists, ultrasound technicians. And so they all know that they will have jobs when they graduate. That's what community colleges do best, to help communities all across the country, no matter what field it's in.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, I've often thought that community colleges could be one of our best exports because it makes such a difference in our education system.
No, I agree with that. And, you know, I traveled to several Latin and Southern American countries, and a lot of them are starting community colleges because a lot of their communities have some of the same needs that we have. And I love, you know, I love how Joe just gets all this and is putting so much money into workforce development. I have to give him my own plug, but he hears it every night at the dinner table when I tell him what's going on and, you know, the kind of programs that we have. So anyway, but it's clearly something that you understand as well. And, you know, I was so excited to know that CGIU is partnering with community colleges this year and is working further to diversify its global community of student and alumni leaders. So I would love to know what excites you the most about the student leaders coming out of colleges throughout the world.
Oh, it's so wonderful to look back on the CGIUs that we've held. We used to, of course, hold them in person, which was really thrilling to actually meet students from all over the world. And then because of the pandemic, you know, we had to move to virtual, but we've kept it going. And I have to say several things really stand out. I mean, it's a self-selected group. People hear about CGIU or maybe somebody recommends that they look at it. And so they say, I'd like to do that because I have an idea or I want to meet people from everywhere across the globe. And so the students come often with some specific ideas. I mean, we always have some competitions around ideas for new businesses or new job creation. We have a coding contest that we give students a problem and how do they come up with some kind of technical way to address that problem. So I've just been so impressed at the level of curiosity and passion and interest and determination. It's really been wonderful to see them. And part of why we wanted to focus on community colleges this year is because, as you said earlier, a lot of people are going back to school. Or they're coming into community colleges after taking time off or having a different set of experiences in the work world or in their personal life. And, you know, we've got so many students who are hungry for an education and, frankly, for the kind of mentoring that you were talking about. When I see our student body for CGIU, I'm so encouraged. And I know that our world will be in good hands if they get a chance to make their contributions. And we have hundreds and hundreds of students watching us in this conversation. And I want to underscore something you said, because I know some of them really related to the fact that, you know, they face challenges, whether it's finding childcare or supporting their parents while they're going to school or working a job full time while they're also trying to get an education, but they have to pay the bills. And those challenges got so much more complex during COVID. And so the theme for this CGIU meeting is about building resilience. And, you know, that's something that I think all of us have to learn in life over and over again, not just once. And you've been such a role model in so many ways for so many people. And for the students who are watching, do you have any advice or any message for students today coming out of a pandemic, coming into a lot of uncertainty, trying to make sense of all of it, about how they personally can find the resilience to keep themselves going despite whatever setbacks they face?
Well, this has been, you know, such a tough year. And, you know, my students honestly just inspire me every day. You know, they've had to deal with things that really no other generation has had to deal with. And our world has just changed in so many ways that, I mean, heck, we don't really fully understand yet. But what we do know is, you know, that you've made it this far. And that says, you know, that's what I say to my students. You have such strength and grit. And I hope that, you know, that you're proud of what you've accomplished, because I feel so proud of them. And there was a poet who once said, "What matters most in life is how well you walk through the fire." So my message to the students is, sooner or later, we will all have to walk through the fire. And some of us will stumble and fall, and maybe we'll feel alone. But we're never alone. And sometimes people can't see that pain that hides behind your smile. But if we give them the chance, they can help us shoulder the weight of our lives. And I think that, you know, we give our hearts in little ways, like the words we use, the conscious decisions we make to be present, the small acts of kindness. And sometimes I think the most courageous thing we can learn to do is lean on our communities. And I think that's what we give to each other. You know, it's our vulnerability, our brokenness, and the chance to be someone else's strength in return. And I think that that's what community colleges are. They help students find their confidence and build their skills and feel like they're part of this big family that supports them. And they know that they can go out into the world and get great jobs and really, and then in turn build better communities. So, you know, I'll be back there in the classroom tomorrow and, you know, helping them move forward. And like I said, Hillary, I can't say enough good things about the power of community colleges. So thanks for having me today.
Oh, thank you so very much. Honestly, that was such an incredible answer. And your students are so lucky to have you in the classroom. And I just think every student watching that answer is going to take something away because they are going to feel that they have the strength and ability to continue to pursue their own dreams. And I just can't thank you enough for joining us and sharing your experience and sharing your heart with all of the CGI students. You really are making a difference, and I'm thrilled that more people are going to be able to see and hear what you say and take that to their own hearts. So you make me more hopeful about our future.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you
I
so,
hope so
much.
They make me hopeful. My students make me hopeful. So thank you, Hillary, for focusing on community colleges. It'll make a real difference. Thank you.
Thank you for everything you're doing. Our hearts and energy go with you, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Why Am I Telling You This is a production of iHeartRadio, the Clinton Foundation, and Atwill Media. Our executive producers are Craig Manassian and Will Malnati. Our production team includes Jameson Katsoufis, Tom Galton, Sarah Horowitz, and Jake Young, with production support from Liz Raftery and Josh Farnham. Original music by Watt White. Special thanks to John Sykes, John Davidson, Angel Urena, Corey Gansley, Kevin Thurm, Oscar Flores, and all our dedicated staff and partners at the Clinton Foundation.
Hi, I'm Maisha Alexander. I'm Senior Impact and Design Manager and a proud alumni of the Clinton Global Initiative University, CGIU. President Clinton and Chelsea often say that you're never too young to make a difference. And at CGIU, we're working to engage the next generation of leaders on college campuses across the country and around the world to turn their big ideas for social change into meaningful action. Through our year-round program of mentorship, skills training, and partnership building, We're cultivating a community of more than 10,000 students and alumni who are committed to taking real concrete steps towards working together and solving the pressing global challenges that affect us all, from responding to COVID-19, to expanding access to clean water, to supporting refugees, and so much more. The students of CGIU demonstrate the future of impact. Learn more about this work and see how you can get involved. Visit www.clintonfoundation.org/podcast.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.